Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, or welcome back to the podcast. I'm Haley.
I'm Grace.
And this is the T2 podcast, Christian Women's Podcast, whose focus is studying and staying in God's Word with the goal of advancing our lives into teaching the truth.
Yes, ma'am. And in this episode, we have a very special guest. But before we get there, all three of us were just at a conference that our teen girls literally organized called Sisters Help Sisters.
Yes.
We just want to give a huge shout out to them because they did a phenomenal job. Yes. So to you girls and to the teachers and the speakers that were there, you guys glorified God so brightly. So love you guys.
Also to kind of build off of that, not only were we in attendance, but mm-hmm. we did do a little bit of speaking. All three of us did. I was one of the breakout and they were the keynotes. And it was such an amazing time studying and preparing for this. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So on to our special guest, who is one of the speakers. She is a deeply rooted light for Christ and a person that keeps it real. She is not afraid to shoot from her hip when necessary. And I have gone to this sister multiple times to get another perspective of certain situations, and she has not failed in putting me back to the Word. So thank you, sister. She is a great teacher both in career and in Christian living. And side note, I told this sister that she should be like a side hustler of a baker just because on Christmas time she makes the most excellent cookies.
Only once a year.
The best flavored cookies ever. And so I just want to hype her up because she really could be an international cookie maker. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our sister, Leslie Aldridge.
Hey.
Leslie!
Woo, yeah, woo!
Hi, sis, what's good?
Tell like, us a little bit. What's up? I mean, we're different generation, like, I use all my words. So.
Yeah, we're pretty much saying, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason for the lack of enthusiasm is we just had our mid-year testing, and so I'm kind of wiped out. It's Saturday, and there's been 5 days of testing in a first-grade classroom with 24 children. So, you know, with weather changes and everything, and then prepping for our thing that did not come together till Wednesday. So my body is just like, and done. So here we are. But no, everything's going good. So
good.
Other than that, now, you know, hopefully stress is going to pan on out, and now we're getting ready for VBS, so that's going to kind of soon. So
one thing after another, I can tell you that for sure.
Right? It never ends.
Never ends.
Yeah.
So a few months ago, I don't really know which.
Last year.
It was October. I know when I was speaking.
October of last year, you taught our younger girls in our girls' huddle. Mm-hmm. What topic did you choose to mentor the girls with?
Gossip.
All right. Can you reiterate what you spoke about?
We will see. I'm sorry. Okay, so here's the backstory to this. I've never been one to save anything. So when I was done, I took my PowerPoint and popped it in that recycle bin. And then Grace and Haley did theirs in November. And Grace comes to me two weeks after they were done and said, "Hey, would you like to do this?" Well, I don't have my notes anymore, so we are running with whatever memory right now. Basically, it was something I struggle with. I gossip. That is one of my big things, and I have never really seen it until recently. I mean, the past couple of years is, you know, becoming more clear to me, but even in my 20s, then it was more of a, like, I'm just sharing news, making sure everybody knows what's going on, mm-hmm. you know, just, it wasn't maliciously done, but it also wasn't what needed to be done.
Right.
And so as I was doing my studying, I came across an article that a woman had done about the 10 types of gossip, or times that you gossip. And usually it's when you're bored, when something upsets you. Something that stood out to me was prayer requests as a form of gossip, which you don't think about because you think you're helping. But as I was talking and giving the lesson, someone came to me afterwards and said, "You know, I've had people say, oh, I wish they hadn't have done that." Because not everyone wants their news shared, even with good intentions. Mm-hmm. And so the main point of my lesson was, if it's not your news, don't share it. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've been working on myself of, people come to me and they tell me things, or I hear about things, and I'm like, okay, if it's not your news, don't share it. Now, if I want to share it, then I can talk to someone and I can ask them about it. Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, can I share with so-and-so? Or, hey, can I put in a prayer request for you? And then I have their permission, or they're like, no, then I respect their privacy. And so it was just a really good growth opportunity for me, and hopefully for the teenagers, of being careful with what you share, being careful with your words, and even mm-hmm. understanding gossip. I know the biblical example we hear a lot of time is malicious, but understanding that it doesn't have to be from a place of ill intent for it to be considered gossip. Because, like I said, if it's not your news, don't share.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was mainly what it was all about.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruits. And in James 3, it talks about the power of the tongue and how it is untamable, and how it's a little fire that can basically cause a forest fire in it. So we're going to lead to defining gossip, what it is and what it isn't. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, it's, now I'm going to really butcher these because it's Hebrew, and then we get to the New Testament, which is Greek, and I don't speak either, so we're going to try the best. But in Hebrew, it's rakil. And in the Strong's Concordance, it's one who travels about speaking slander or telling lies. In the New Testament with the Greek, it's pisteromos, which is basically a whisperer, sneaky gossip who quietly and secretly destroys another person's character. So this is a person that I like to summarize as silent but deadly. And in both, it's a noun. So this person is something one is. Gossip is something one is, and it's the label of someone. It's a terrible label to be. We see that gossip is also wicked. In Romans 1:28, it says, they are filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetous, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips. So what shocked me was literally a gossip is equal to a murderer, and both are sinful to God. In Proverbs 5:3-4, because you talk about how you have a problem with gossip, but generally all women have a problem with gossip. We like to talk. Science shows that we talk about 3 times more words than men on a daily basis.
Honestly, I believe that because if anyone knows me that's watching this, I talk. I like to talk, and I can talk your ear off if you let me. So I definitely believe that's like statistic. 100%.
But it's definitely a comfortable talk. It's not like a yada yada. It's like, yeah. Oh, this is comfortable. Just let her keep talking. Yes,
just let me talk your ear off for a little bit. I'll wear myself out eventually.
There we go. But we have to be super careful, because in Proverbs 5:3-4, it says, for the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. We also read in like Proverbs 6, I call that the notorious chapter just because mm-hmm. in it, that's where it's like what God hates, like abomination in a way. And in verse 19, so it's 6 things the Lord hates and 7 that are an abomination to him. And one of them is a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. And gossip is known to sow discord among each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that he does not like.
Also, something else we want to go ahead and point out to is it's a mind and a heart issue. Whenever you speak, that's what reflects your heart. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of verses, I can't remember exactly off the top of my head, but in James it talks about your words are like a mirror. It reflects. And we can go to Luke 6:45, mm-hmm. I believe. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So Words are never accidental. Yes, they can be careless, but they must go through a filter. A filter of mind and a heart to mouth. So whatever, honestly, you put into your body is what will come out. Whatever is on your heart will eventually make its way out. Even if you haven't gossiped to, as a person and as a human, it will eventually boil out of your body. If you put yourself around people that gossip, you will gossip too. If you gossip, people will start to realize, like, oh, this probably isn't a person I want to be around. Because it directly reflects what's going on inside.
Well, and something else with the discord, like I was saying earlier, it doesn't have to be a place, because you talked about a filter. I have a filter, but sometimes it's broken. And you and I hear the thought at the same time, because my filter doesn't always catch things. And so there are people who are unintentional about gossiping, where they see themselves spreading, you know, talking about something where, you know, so maybe you know a secret about someone that they have not shared with them. It's not a bad secret. It's just something happening in their life. And you're suddenly sharing it, and maybe it wasn't all the way true, or maybe they didn't want people to know yet.
Yeah.
And here you are sharing this news that isn't bad, and you don't have malicious intent, but it breaks the trust that the person who talked to you has get put into you.
Yes.
They put that trust into you, and that's another way that discord is sown, is when... been a long week. That you're breaking trust with others and creating like a division between you and your brother because they can't trust you to respect their privacy in a way that they had thought they could.
Yeah, I can definitely speak for most girls or women that we've had friends that, like, you do something embarrassing and you don't necessarily say, like, hey, let's not tell people, but when they're in a group of people, they tell this story to make you look bad. And maybe that's not, like, their intention, like, behind it, but they're just like, oh my gosh, this was a funny thing that happened, let me tell everybody. And now you're like, now I just feel like I can't be around this person anymore. Exactly kind of like what you were saying. It's like you lose trust. Like, you even tell them, like, hey, that was embarrassing. But they were like, I didn't mean to. But I can definitely see where what you're talking about in that stance of sometimes you don't know what you're doing. Because I honestly, when I was in middle school, I've probably been that person of, like, watch my friend do something embarrassing and then we're around another group of friends and I'm like, oh my gosh, you would not believe what so-and-so did. And I don't know that I'm gossiping, but I'm just telling a story that happened. And now this story is getting out and this person is like, hey, why would you say that about me? Why would you tell people this embarrassing moment in my life? And it really breaks a lot of trust.
Yeah, it does. In Proverbs 11:13, it says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. In Proverbs 20:19, it says, a gossip betrays confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. Another thing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, shots fired.
Take five, hold on. We'll come back after intermission.
We gotta talk it out.
I'm gonna go cry now.
You guys were talking really good points about gossip can be sharing information that shouldn't be shared. It could also be information about that was shared, but the person necessarily didn't give permission to share it. And gossip can also, like you said, speaking negatively about a person's character. Therefore, the goal is to cause them pain or to cause them hurt, not for just...
to change the appearance. In the article, one of the ways to gossip was also in a spirit of seeming understanding or pity. Isn't it a shame that so-and-so is going through this, you know?
Yeah.
They've had such a hard time with their kids, and they can't seem to control this, or they can't. And so then you start to hear these almost veiled insults from people where it's not straight out saying what's going on, but alluding to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, like I said, I started taking the thing of, if it's not my news, mm-hmm. that has made my life so much easier, y'all.
That's a good one.
I really like that. I like that a lot. If it's been told to you, then maybe you shouldn't say it unless you have direct permission to. Yeah. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Golden rule of gossip. Not your news, don't share.
Right. Not your news, don't share.
Yeah. So now we got the foundation of what gossip is. Mm-hmm. So what is not gossip?
Right.
Do you have an idea of what?
Well, if you find out something from someone, they've shared it with you, then you can go to that person and say, or have in that conversation, say, well, you know, is there someone that you're talking to? Is there someone that, you know, you need help with? Like, maybe they're struggling with something and you know this other person has struggled with it. Hey, I know of someone who has struggled with this. Can I tell them about your story? Mm-hmm. Or what, you know? Mm-hmm. And then if they say no, then you respect that. Or if they say yeah, then you have permission to go and share with that person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the question again? Because I got lost.
You're good. What is considered not gossip?
So, it basically, I mean, if you're talking about weather, things you've seen on TV, basically, it's just anything about you. Mm-hmm. If it's about you, share with the world. I mean, that's your business. Mm-hmm. You know, I can talk about my kids. And I think the easiest way to avoid gossip is if you're not sure... if it's gossip or not, don't use names. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't use names. Try not to use genders.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about somebody, say, hey, I know this person and they're dealing with this. What advice do you have? And then you can take it. Mm-hmm. But that person that you've talked to doesn't know who is dealing with it. And so it creates this level of security of they don't know who you're talking about, so they can't have this preconceived notion of this person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're respecting that privacy at the same time, but still being able to get the help they may need mm-hmm. or that you want to provide to them. And then you, of course, you know, if you want to share a funny story, say, I know someone that did this. I know this person that, you know, fell down the stairs. It was hilarious. And you could tell all the details. I mean, I'm not. Okay, there are times that it's funny, and they're okay, but it's funny.
It just reminds me of the I'll help you up after I'm going to finish laughing.
Right? Make yeah. sure. Are you okay? Okay, well, just give me a second because I need to finish this laugh. But you can, it's really, it's kind of like following FERPA rules, mm-hmm. which as educators and anyone that deals with confidentiality, then you have to follow, and you're not allowed to give any identifying information. Mm-hmm. And so as long as you're doing that, I feel like it's pretty safe to share. Because if you can't use a name, why are you going to share with someone unless you're trying to get them help?
Right.
So, I mean, that's just, I feel like a really good way to avoid gossip is to make sure that you're not putting names out there mm-hmm. or genders so that anything you say is safe mm-hmm. from destroying reputations or creating images in people's minds.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I kind of think of it in, like, the same way of, like, what if the person that you're wanting to talk about, like, directly did something to you, but you don't want this person to seem like a bad person? You can go to someone that you trust, kind of like what our notes say, is mm-hmm. a trusted advisor, giving facts and no accusation that degrades the other mm-hmm. person. You can kind of go to someone that you trust and be like, hey, this person, not using names, mm-hmm. Did this to me. Here's some minor details without going into too much detail, because obviously if you give more detail, you might be able to point out the person. But go into some details and be like, what can I do? So mm-hmm. like asking advice. Mm-hmm. When you're asking advice from someone, I wouldn't say that's gossiping as long as you're not being like, oh, this person's horrible. I hate this person. This person just did this, this, and this to me. Mm-hmm. Saying names, but going to them and be like, hey, this happened to me. What can I do now?
Yeah. I just, because my sister has talked to me. Mm-hmm. And she's had some problems with people. Mm-hmm. And she'll use their names. And I don't even know this person. But now if I meet this person, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. I have this idea. of what they are and how they are. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I'm like, no names. Just because then you don't, I don't know this person, and it could be the person my sister's having a problem with. But mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's a gender, I mean, it's 50-50 shot on, right. you know, what you're dealing with. But, you know, just trying to keep that away, it allows you to not develop ideas about someone, even when you don't know who they are. Like, because you'll meet them eventually. If they're a part of someone you know's life, you're eventually going to come in contact mm-hmm. with them.
Yeah.
So the true root of it, whether it be gossip or not gossip, is what is your motivation for saying it? As mm-hmm. in, what's the true motivation? If your motivation is desiring support for you, or maybe for this other person, seeking guidance on wisdom on what to do, and prayerfully going through it, like for handling the situation, if that is your desire of just wanting the best for someone, then I want to say it's not gossip.
Right. And like I said, you can share things mm-hmm. and not use names. Because like I said, once you take the names out, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. there's no reason to share exactly. except to find help.
Yep. Right.
Because the main reason people use names is they're wanting people to get on their side.
Yes. Yes.
And you're wanting yeah. your whole, you're wanting validation. You're wanting everyone to side with you and let you know that you're justified in your emotions. Mm-hmm. Even though you could be totally wrong. Mm-hmm. And yes. so, and they don't know the other side. They don't have the other person there talking yeah. about it. So
yeah.
whose side are they going to take?
Mm-hmm. I think something to reiterate as we're like talking about this is like, we're not saying that we don't do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I'm sitting here and I'm hearing you say this and I'm like, I have done this. Mm-hmm. I have gone through something and I've gone to people and been like, oh, this person did this, this, and this to me, and I want these people on my side. Mm-hmm. And so I can say, like, I've done that before. Mm-hmm. And I know, I don't know if y'all have done that mm-hmm. before, but I have definitely, in my younger years, maybe recently, I have done the exact same thing. And it definitely ruins a lot of people's reputation. Mm-hmm. And it, mm-hmm. and I've seen it firsthand of, like, the words that you use can just really destroy a person.
Yeah. And it can come back. I mean, and people do it, have done it to me at work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so when it comes back to you, you're just like, oh my word. Like, why are they causing problems?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have to hold up a mirror to myself because I've done the same thing.
Right.
And I know that I have. And so, like I said, this is not something that has been a work in progress, I would say, until probably 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, oh yeah, I probably need to get this under control. Like, I had a bad situation happened to me where it could have turned into something really bad.
Right.
And luckily it got stopped soon enough. And it was on mine. I was probably would say half, if not 75% of the problem. So, but I was, my intentions were not bad. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to find out what was going on, and it came off mm-hmm. in a negative way. And so I tried to work with the person, and that person to my face, we were okay. And then probably a week later, I found out, no, we were not. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things where I would say women struggle with this more than men. But I think it's because men, like you said, we're not as sociable. Mm-hmm. You know, and they yeah. have that nothing box they can go hang out in. So want that box.
The nothing box.
I think I visited mine once and it was very scary. 5 minutes and I could not think of a thing. I couldn't, it was in college and I still remember it. I was in the cafeteria and all of a sudden I'm blank. Like I can feel my brain and everything inside moving and working. And I had not a single thought in my head for 5 minutes. Oh, I was terrified.
It's a scary place. It's a scary place.
Scary place.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, I need a thought. Come on.
Something. Come here,
something
please.
Show that I'm working.
Oh, dear. So, recap.
Sorry, you know me. No? Rabbit trail, squirrel.
That's part of a podcast. It's like, is. We kind of just build off of what each other say, even if it doesn't necessarily have something to do with the topic, but
yeah.
That's I just could think of six things to talk about right now that have nothing to do with gossip.
Amen. That's the woman's brain. At least I know I do that, where I'm like here, I'm like, oh, spaghetti. All different topics.
Right.
So we defined what is gossip, what isn't. You talked about how you've personally done or stayed away from gossip, meaning, like, if it's about you, share it. If it's not about you, don't spread it.
The problem comes, though, with other people gossiping.
Yes.
That, I think, is a big problem also, because how do you, and this is something I'm still working on, how do you defer gossip?
Right.
Defer the right term?
Yeah.
You know, someone's gossiping to you.
Yeah.
And getting the guts to say, we probably shouldn't be talking about them like that. Or probably don't know, or you need to go talk to that person. And with my family members, I'm kind of getting to that point. Like, I know my sister and I have had some conversations where it's like, yeah, we probably don't need to talk like this. We could, it could be considered gossip. But I feel like that's, gossip is one of those things that we don't really kind of nip in the bud as quickly as we see some of the other sins happening.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I know for me, if someone's gossiping to me, I just sit there and I just listen. And then I'm like, well, I love you and I understand you, but I know there's also two sides to this story. And I'm only getting your perspective. And I love you, but I'm not going to say anything. Whatever happens here, we're leaving here. It's done.
But how are we getting them to understand they are gossiping?
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's just like a dangerous ground to walk on, because that's how people just start to be like, okay, no, I'm not going to talk to this person.
Right.
Like, because I want to talk about this. And that's where we have to, like, realize the people that we put ourselves around. If you're putting yourself around people that gossip, and then when you call them out on the gossip and say, hey, I don't really want to talk about the person like this anymore. And if they don't take that and say, okay, we won't do that anymore. Or if they don't change the conversation, then you probably shouldn't be around that person a lot. I mean, I'm not saying be an entire, like, completely drop them as a person, but, like, set boundaries. Set healthy boundaries with said person.
So that they know where you draw the line. My mom did that with cussing. The people at her work would not cuss around her. Because she let them know, I don't listen to that. Please don't do that around me. And I feel like maybe with gossip, that's kind of where we need to go, is when we start to feel uncomfortable. Because we know when we feel uncomfortable, we are in a sinful place, because God has put the Holy Spirit in us. And the Holy Spirit's going, hey, don't do that. And so we kind of can tell where we need to stop and say, hey, we probably need to stop because this is making me a little uncomfortable. I feel too close to, like, this is gossip. And, you know, see if they're willing to switch the conversation around. And I feel like if you do that enough and do it in love, then it will kind of help make a difference and maybe help them understand if they gossip, if they don't, maybe if they do it too much. So.
Yeah. And I even think a few times, like in like a year or so ago, that even Grace, you've done that with me before. Like, we've gotten coffee before, and I was telling you about something I was going through, and you're like, there's two sides to every story. And I was just like, you know what? Okay, I'll probably stop talking about this.
I feel like that was a lot calmer than you felt on the inside, though, when you had that conversation. I hate you right now.
No, but hey, it was kind of like a wake-up call for me, because I was like, I have been going around to people and being like, this person did this to me, and they are doing this, this, and this, and she's doing this, this, and this. And then I talked to Grace about a situation, and she says that to me, or something along those lines. I can't remember exactly. And I was just like, you know what? Probably shouldn't do this anymore. And honestly, that's whenever it stopped, and I stopped talking about this person in this way, and I was just like, I'm going to move on now. Because it helped me, like, realize that what happened in that situation wasn't as big as I thought it was. Yeah. And it's like, I am just exaggerating this so I can get Grace on my side, so I can get this person on my side.
And you're in your emotions. You know, when you're in your emotions, everything seems bigger.
Yes. And I think that helped me a lot, because it put me in a lot better of a mindset of, like, okay, whenever I do talk about this, because people will ask questions about, like, certain situations, I won't try and make this person look bad. I won't try and make myself look like an angel. Like, I will say straight up, just like, you know, just this happened, and it is what it is, and we move on from it. But yeah, I think it really depends on the person you're saying it to. Mm-hmm. And like, if that person is just not ready to hear that, then you just have to wait till they are, and then maybe you shouldn't be around them anymore. Or right. at least for a while until they can realize, like, maybe I shouldn't be talking like this anymore.
Right. Well, and something that we talked about at work last week, it was about de-escalating situations. And sometimes when you're in your emotions, and you both are, it's good for you to not be together because mm-hmm. they call them stressors. Mm-hmm. And if you are in a situation with someone else and you are constantly seeing each other and dealing with it, then you can't calm your emotions down. Mm-hmm. And so by separating yourself physically, mm-hmm. then it kind of allows it to die down. And sometimes those emotions, every time those emotions will calm down, you're able to see things more objectively. And I feel like, you know, that we can't always avoid people. Especially, you know, if you're going mm-hmm. to church with them or you're right. going to work with them. But whenever that happens and you start to feel that escalate inside you, you know, praying about it. Mm-hmm. And just reminding mm-hmm. yourself that God's there, God's with you, and you don't need to go share.
Yeah.
Because God already knows, and He knows what's going on the other side too. And it's more of a, God, I need you to take this emotion, and I need you to run with it because I don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that way it helps us avoid the gossip and trying to go and find someone that we want to share with. Mm-hmm. We can share with God and keep it all, you know, yeah. inside.
Isn't it crazy and just a wonderful blessing and a gift that we get to pray to God 24/7?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And He never wants to shut us up or be like, all right, muting.
Right.
Like, it's so wonderful, the power of prayer, that we can mm-hmm. go to Him. And I know, like, you talked about it in your lesson, mm-hmm. too, or Becky did as well, that once you started praying, all that peace just started coming in, and then you're like, okay, I can focus again on what needs to be focused on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel like that whenever you pray, then God, you know, everyone's like, well, God talks to you through the Bible. And I'm like, God sometimes will talk to you right there. Mm-hmm. You'll all of a sudden have this, moment in your brain mm-hmm. of, I see you.
It's like your subconscious almost.
Yeah.
You, like you're in a situation just like you were talking about, you start feeling uncomfortable, and that's the Holy Spirit telling you, like, maybe look at this situation from an outsider's point of view and right. like really look at yourself and realize, why are you feeling uncomfortable right now? Are you doing what you need to be doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, in that moment, we need to just like pray and be like, okay, what are you trying to tell me right now? What am I doing right now that I need to be doing differently?
Yeah.
I've definitely had situations like that where I was trying to make decisions and trying to plan some things out, and I just get this gut feeling of like, oh, I'm doing something wrong.
It's almost like a stop. Mm-hmm. Like God saying, stop what mm-hmm. you're doing. And
yeah. And just like you sit there and you're like, okay, let me look at the big picture real quick. Mm. And it's definitely like, yes, God talks to the Bible, but also in feelings, in your subconscious, in your mind, it's mm-hmm. like a physical stop.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit.
I know, I'm so glad He's there because it makes it so much easier. You know, everyone sits there and talks and they want to say things about, you know, you rely on God and, you know, people who are not Christians will just mm-hmm. be like, you look at you like you're funny and talking weird. I'm just like, you don't even know the peace that comes with this. And
yeah.
just the fact that I don't have to worry about you.
Right.
Like, I pray for you and I want you to, but if you're going to sit there and be upset at me, I'm like, oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
but you know, there are situations where we're like, it's fine, but then it bubbles back in. You're like, nope, we're not gonna let this happen again. Nope, come on.
Oh, that's when Jesus take the wheel. Jesus,
Jesus,
take this.
There we go.
Anyway,
well, we get copyrighted for that.
We not if you don't sing the whole thing. We're cool.
No. I just sang it so good. We're gonna get copyrighted.
She's an okay. Surely she'll understand.
Right.
Sorry, Carrie.
It was a sermon illustration. That's all.
Mm-hmm. She'll understand. She'll get it.
She gets the vibe.
Anyways,
she goes to church. Cool.
situation. Okay, giggles.
Breathe.
Yeah. All right. So what are some applicable.
Don't you love it when you got the syllables and it helps? Oh my God. Sorry, it really does.
Teacher, tactics to stop being a gossip girl. Stay away, don't engage. Proverbs 20:19. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler. And in 26:20, for lack of wood, the fire goes out. And when there is no whisperer or gossip, quarreling cease. So, in other words, don't be the flame that starts the fire. Don't be adding wood to that fire. Mm-hmm. Next is know the facts, not a hearsay where you heard it through the grapevine. So, like the game Telephone, where it's like mm-hmm. you say something and then it gets misinterpreted throughout.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you really want to know, go straight to the, my mama says, go straight to the horse's mouth. Go straight to the person. Mm-hmm. Don't go through he said, she said, whatever. If you really want to know, meet them face to face.
But don't mm-hmm. share where you heard it. I've learned that lesson.
Yeah. Because that also is I believe is a form of gossip mm-hmm. because now that person won't trust this person to tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, even if you say, hey, I heard.
Yeah.
Then they're going to start wondering, well, who did you hear to? And they're going to start getting this whole little emotion, defense. Like, and confusion and frustration and anger. And all you said was, hey, I heard.
I heard through a little birdie.
Right.
And then I know that from, like, firsthand, like, someone coming up to me and be like, hey, someone told me you were doing this. And immediately before I even, like, start defending myself, I'm like, who did you hear that from?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you this about me? Yeah. Even if it wasn't true or was true, I'm just like, why in the world would someone say that about me?
Right.
Or, like, talk about this when I didn't get them permission to or I'm not even doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think definitely going to the person that it's about, but making sure that you do it in, like, a kind way because that immediate will set off defenses.
Well, and I mean, all you have to start with is, hey, are you okay? You know, how's it going?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that way it opens the door for them to share with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if they don't share and don't dig for it, mm-hmm. because it that's there. Digging for mm-hmm. gossip.
Leave it where.
And so if they don't want to confide in you, you're like, okay, well, I just wanted to check in.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away. And when someone's like, hey, what's going on? I was just checking in, mm-hmm. making sure they were okay.
Yeah.
Even though you really wanted to know what was going on, and they won't share with you.
Mm-hmm. You kind of just have to, like, let it go. Yeah.
It's, look at our musical numbers.
All right, one, two.
That's good. So, now that we have this blissful bucket full of wisdom about gossip, what would you tell your younger self knowing what you know now about it?
It's not really sharing news. It's sharing discord.
Right. Ooh, there we go. Not sharing news, it's sharing discord.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to know everything. Ignorance mm-hmm. is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Mind your business. Mm-hmm. Like Timothy said, live a quiet life.
Yes.
Or Paul said to Timothy, live a quiet life.
Right. Yes. I agree with that 100%. I feel like if I were to go back and tell my younger self, like, about what I know about gossip now, I would be like, quit being so nosy. Because mm-hmm. I still am. Like, I'm not going to say that I've fixed that.
Are you an oldest child?
I grew up an only child.
Okay. Because the thing about older children, and I think it's we have to know what's going on. Like, there's a birth order thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I was surprised with other siblings. Mm-hmm. And you had nothing. Like, you just want to know what's going on.
Up until I was 16, I was an only child. And then my dad got remarried. And now I'm the oldest child of two step-siblings.
Yeah.
And I definitely agree with that. Like, being an only child, I feel like I just, like, constantly needed to be in the know. I'm, like, constantly, like, hey, tell me what's going on. And I feel like that's leaked into my adult life. I'm, like, I hear, like, whispering, and I'm, like, hey, we don't know.
Right. It's a security thing. And I think it's because oldest children and only children, mm-hmm. because only children are oldest children, then it's something in us where we just have to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I feel more secure when I know everything that's happened. It's not that I want to go share it.
It's just I want to know.
I feel secure when I know everything.
Mm-hmm. And so. I think telling myself as a younger child, being like, hey, You don't have to know this.
It's okay.
It would have helped me now in my adult years being like, hey, that's a form of gossip, girl. Like, you need to just mind your business. Mm-hmm. You are okay where you are. You are okay with what you're doing.
It has nothing to do with
you. It has nothing to do with you. So I would definitely tell myself that.
Yeah. For me, I would tell myself, live your life as if it's being recorded.
That's a good one. I like that.
You become more self-conscious. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm being recorded. What?
See, I forget. But I forget. That's the thing is you could be literally sitting there with the camera and I'm going to forget after a while that people are watching me.
Yeah.
I know, right? I haven't even looked over. I'm like, y'all are invisible. This is real. This is not.
Except Katie.
Katie's over there. But we're not talking to her because she's not talking to us. So.
But it's also practicing of self-discipline. Like you said, when it becomes too exposed or too redundant, the things that weren't as, like the red light, they sort of start muting off. So you're like, oh, this is fine. It becomes sort of.
Don't normalize it.
There you go. That's a good way.
Yes, don't normalize. Because whatever you say or do in darkness will be exposed to light, no matter what you say. It reminded me of Luke 8:17. And it says, for nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be made known and come to light. So nothing that we try to hide will ever be hidden, especially from God. So why do you want to try to hide it? Because I was reading a book recently. It was called Keeping It Shut, and it's about gossiping and what to say, what not to say. In her thing, she talked about, well, when you're trying to hide a lie, that becomes more of a lie. So then you try to work harder to keep that lie. Mm-hmm. Whereas just live your life making sure that your sins are found out.
Like, well, at the end, they're all going to be found out. You know, we're going to be judged for everything we've done and thought. Right. The thought is the scary part. Yes. There's a lot I have not said, y'all.
Right. Well, in Matthew 12:36-37, Jesus said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned.
Now, my filter is broken. So I just want him to understand, sometimes we are both hearing it for the same time. Mm-hmm. And it was not on purpose.
Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
I didn't know it was coming. Okay. I've had those, I don't know if y'all have had those, I literally have had those moments where you and I are both hearing it for the very first, this was not a conscious thought, it popped out.
Like Bible study, we're not going to talk about it, but.
I'm really bad during those. Don't read the Bible with me. Okay.
I've heard the story. I know exactly.
Leslie, please.
I've heard the story because I went like the month after that happened and they were telling it and I was like, I was cracking up.
We were doing it out of gossip.
No, it's, I don't mind. I don't get offended. You know,
there was like a word that reminded us of it and they were like, do you remember? And I was like, what? I wasn't here for this. I missed out. But again, not a form of gossip because Leslie.
I'm right here. I can tell you if I don't want to talk about it or not. We're alluding to it, you know? So it's not like we're saying what happened. But I don't get offended. And y'all, you know, if you see it and you laugh about it. Because my sister likes to share something about me that really bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I've asked her not to, and she still does. But forgiveness is a thing. And so that's when I think it's. You can't go and do it more, but if that person is like, oh yeah, you know, share that all you want, you know?
Right.
So, and like I said, if I say something funny and I'm not like, hey, y'all don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know me, I usually don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't care. But you have a way, which is wonderful, because we all need clarity. Whatever situation, relationship you're in, you need clarity.
Still need to know how the traffic flows in Star Wars without signs.
Right? Okay, you do need to watch Star Wars with Leslie because she brings out points that you're like, I didn't even think about that.
Do they have jobs? Do they go home from work at the end of the day?
Do they have hospitals?
Do they have day? They have day. Do they have night? Oh yeah, it got dark.
They got
How do they control Okay, I'm looking at Katie now. How do they control traffic in the air? I'm watching it go in lines with no lines and no street lights or stop signs.
Hey, listen to me. I was thinking the same thing when I was watching Star Wars for the first time. Just a side note is, like, I watched Star Wars for the first time in the last few months, and I was watching that, and I honestly, I was thinking the same thing of, like, what do they drink? Are they drinking water?
Right.
And, can they breathe are they? Moment? That's, you know, I was
so watching. So gravity's on it. Is there gravity? Is there different gravity on different planets? Because here there is.
Yeah.
Right. I was listening to a video of, like, someone just making up, like, ways humans couldn't survive on the planets of Star Wars. And I was like, so how could Anakin survive on this planet? Because he was pretty much
he drank the Kool-Aid.
He drank so much water.
There's a drink they give every newborn.
They drink that
right after birth.
They drink that blue milk or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, that blue glowies.
Then I had to figure out if they could pick the color lightsaber because, I'm sorry, there was red and there was blue growing up.
Or
and, no, not in the originals.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I always knew it as red and blue.
Huh. Yeah.
And all of a sudden the new ones pop out green. And I'm like, dude.
There's green, there's purple. There's
like, yellow. Can I pick my color of lightsaber?
I want a pink one.
I want one that's robes, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. But that's why Grace came over to the house last Sunday and that's Star Wars was on.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Star Wars fan. I'll watch it, but
I
got a lot of questions.
I got a lot of questions, too. I love Star Wars. I used to hate it growing up. I was just like, this is so nerdy.
Right?
And I hate it. And then my now boyfriend is obsessed with Star Wars, and I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. And I watched it, and I'm like, this is cool. I like this. This is really awesome. But yes, I do have a
so
lot
many
of questions.
Questions.
Like, there's a lot of, like, logical questions, and I'm like, okay, this is...
Right?
This is
how do you blow out a window at that high altitude and not get swept away in the wind?
Right.
They just jump out gracefully, like a cat.
Like a cat. Okay, I like that.
I could literally ask a question every single scene, and...
It was so good, because... I haven't seen those movies in years. Mm-hmm. And so having someone with a different perspective and different questions made me want to look more into the details. Like, yo, what?
It's like, hold on. How is that happening?
And I think that's why I don't like it is because I can never get to the storyline because I'm watching all these things going, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
How does that work?
How did this guy catch on fire but still survive? How did he lose most of his limbs, but he's still alive?
How did you climb into that creature and survive this?
Like, right, exactly.
Like.
Anyways, we went so far off the topic.
Another universe, another time.
Another time. But
that's our podcast, Holes in Star Wars.
Holes in Star Wars?
Gossip holes in Star Wars.
Let's gossip about Star Wars, okay?
It's not gossip. We're struggling to find answers.
We need answers.
Hypotheses about Star Wars.
Please, someone, answer our question. Kyle's going to watch this, and he's going to be like, okay, listen. And he's going to tell me all of it, because he watches videos about it all
we
the time.
We need notes. Have him write it down. And every single
Kyle,
detail.
Kyle, you're watching this.
Even if it takes months, I need answers for closure.
We need answers.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And, oh, here was the other one. Have they ever had car accidents? And when I say car accidents, I mean flying thing accidents.
The flying ships.
Yeah.
Yes. Back to our topic.
Of gossip.
So I think, as we were saying, is like telling ourselves that, like, maybe we should just keep our nose out of it. Mm-hmm. And as you were saying, it's like, keeping your conscious to, like, what if someone saw this right now? What if God was sitting in the room with me while I was gossiping?
Well, he was.
Well, he is.
He is.
But, like, physically, like, a person sitting there, and, like, he's, like, behind you. Like the
would God be smack in the back of my head like my mother does if I'm talking this way.
And like you think of it as like those movies where he's like, he's right behind me, isn't he? Like, think of that situation. Like if you did that, like you were talking and then all of a sudden God's standing behind you.
Or the person you're talking about.
And like, yeah. Like think about that and imagine the feeling that you would feel in that situation. Yeah. And I think that's something we have to like think about. It's like, what if the person we're talking about walks in the room right now? If you immediately just like, oh, and then you know, maybe you shouldn't be talking about the person.
Right. Well, and then that person knows you were talking about them.
Like, yeah. Because everyone looks at them like,
well, you stop talking, and that's a surefire way to know. It's, if you're in the middle of an animated conversation, and everybody's like,
you know, the person was talking about you.
But I started adopting Timothy, you know, what Paul said to Timothy. Paul talked to Timothy, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just clarifying, because, you know, sometimes my facts are wrong. Okay. Lead a quiet life. Yeah. Do y'all remember what verse that was?
We can
shoot. Let's Google it.
Yeah.
Oh, so I Google it. Why are you taking it? You have it memorized?
Google.
You can Google. I'm going to see if I can.
Haley's got her phone ready.
I'm going to do a quick Goog.
Live a quiet life, Timothy.
Live a quiet life. Bible verse. Ooh, it is. Let's see.
Was I right with Timothy?
Because 1 Timothy 2:2, where Paul prays that believers may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way.
It summarizes it. Like, you cannot gossip and fit in that verse.
Yes. Because that's not a quiet life. Nope. Because not only are you gossiping about one person, but that soon leads to you gossiping about a group of people because that person is involved with a bunch of groups. Mm-hmm. And now you're like, oh, this person hangs out with this person. Yikes.
And it's not dignified. You're lowering yourself.
Yeah, lowering yourself. It's it's definitely making yourself not look good when you gossip.
Yeah. I don't know about y'all, but this was very encouraging.
It
lesson.
Was.
I'd say good.
Yeah. You did great.
You did great.
Thank you, especially for throwing my notes away.
You did.
Look at what I remember. Well, it's, you know, I internalize a lot when I present a lesson.
Yeah. And I think that's something we talked about in like previous episodes is like when we are teaching a class, not only are we teaching, but we're learning ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like just doing this, it makes me really think like about the things I say because like my work setting, I work in the food industry. And the servers, they love to gossip about one another.
Hey, you have never been in a school. There are parents, students, and other teachers and admin.
Yeah.
It is a... It is gold mine.
That is yes.
For sharing. That is... You have so many things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what stinks is sometimes you need to talk about it and you use names because that teacher is involved with the student. Mm-hmm. But how much do you share? How much do you not?
Right.
And it's just... Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah. And I think... Kind of going back to, like, you teach yourself as you're teaching. Mm-hmm. This whole thing of just going through it and bouncing all this off of you guys, I'm like, really need to take a look at my own life. And, like, am I practicing what I'm teaching right now? Mm-hmm. I need to really look into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, self-reflection. It's a beautifully hard thing. And I think someone spoke it in our lesson earlier, too, about... I think it was you.
Maybe. Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm a fire today. That was a tall step. I made a noise coming out of the sound booth because it's this tall. I'm 5'2". That's the height of my knee to my foot. Trying to get down off that thing.
Oh, my.
You said it in your lesson about how if you see something in your foot, in yourself, fix it quick. Don't wait till the last minute.
I like that a lot because I think especially at the beginning of the year, everyone's got their like New Year's resolutions. And I think I like New Year's resolutions. Don't get me wrong. But like if you really want to fix that thing, you can fix it anytime you want instead of just waiting for a new year to come around.
Yeah, I listened to someone on the radio and she was like, it was, you know, country music station, but... She goes, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I think when you see a problem, you fix it immediately.
Right.
Don't wait for the New Year's.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. I do. I really do.
Yeah. Ooh, all right. So a lot of encouragement, a lot of good stuff, a lot of self-reflection. We're all going to do some work.
Yes.
But thank you guys for coming along the journey with us as we learn about Gossip Girls or Gossip Comma Girl. But I'm Grace.
And I'm Haley.
And this is T2. We're signing off. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Leslie, for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.